I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Thursday, November 22nd, 2018. I'm Rich Straffolino. Starting off with a trio of Chinese-related news, Bloomberg reports that the city of Beijing will launch a personalized rating system for all of the city's 22 million residents by 2021, according to a plan on the municipal government's website. The plan calls for different agencies to pool databases to get a full scope of all interactions, including tourism bodies, business regulators, and transit authorities. Those with positive social credit would be eligible for streamlined government benefits, while those with negative scores would incur penalties and restrictions. More than a dozen Chinese cities have rolled out social credit programs ahead of a nationalized system, but Beijing's is the most ambitious in scope to date. Tesla announced they will cut prices of Model X and Model S vehicles in China in response to higher automobile tariffs in the country. Prices will be cut 12 to 26% and come after Tesla had previously raised Chinese market prices 20% in July after the tariffs initially went into place. Tesla announced last month that it had secured a site for a new gigafactory in Shanghai and is accelerating construction due to tariff costs. Finally, BMW announced that it plans to launch a ride-hailing service in China, becoming the first global automaker to obtain the necessary licenses. The service will be operated by BMW Mobility Service and operate initially in Chengdu. Chinese ride-hailing company Didi Chuxing currently dominates the market with 90% of all bookings. Dutch security researchers at the VUSEC Group published a new Rowhammer exploit that can target error-correcting code, or ECC, memory. Rowhammer attacks target rows of memory transistors, causing leakage that can cause bits stored in adjacent rows to flip from 0 to 1 or 1 to 0, which can eventually be used to gain system or data access. ECC memory uses redundancy and active error correction to provide additional reliability and accuracy on high-end systems. The researchers found that by flipping 3 bits simultaneously, it did not trigger automatic error correction, opening the door to reproduction of all existing Rowhammer attacks. ECC memory did require more extensive mapping, taking up to a week to generate the attack. ESET security researcher Lucas Stefanko tweeted that he found 13 gaming apps from a single developer in the Google Play Store that were actually malware. The apps had been installed on an estimated 580,000 times. The apps presented themselves as driving games that were buggy and crashed. Behind the scene, the original app's icon was deleted and malware was downloaded, which had full access to network traffic, though it is unclear at this time what the purpose of that was. The apps came from a domain registered to a developer in Istanbul. Google has subsequently removed the apps from the Play Store. Christmas came early down under as Amazon announced Australian users can partially access their global store as of November 22nd. Amazon said the reversal was due to customer feedback and had opened up access to 500 million products to Australian customers. The global store was initially blocked by the company back in July when a 10% goods and service tax went into effect on low-cost overseas purchases in Australia. Amazon will launch a newscaster-style speaking voice for its voice assistant in a few weeks, so text-to-speech readings of articles will sound more natural. The new style option uses NTTS, or Neural Text-to-Speech, that uses machine learning to generate expressive voices. Amazon currently uses an older tech, which uses speech synthesis assembled from individual phonemes. Google has also switched to machine learning to generate its voice assistant speech patterns. Amazon says it took a few hours worth of data to train the newscaster-style voice. Amazon, you could have just come to me. Save yourself some time. A Google spokesperson confirmed to VentureBeat that Google Duplex restaurant reservations have moved from private beta and begun rolling out to small groups of Pixel phone owners. The rollout is still limited to pilot cities of New York, Atlanta, Phoenix, and San Francisco, and will be English only for now. And finally, in murky rumor news, The Information reports that Apple has considered creating a lower-cost Apple TV streaming dongle to broaden the market for their rumored video streaming service. It's unknown how downmarket the device would take Apple's pricing, or if the idea is actually going into production. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. Have a happy Turkey Day, everybody. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.